Hello, this is King Alfred, also known as Erik Knudsson on ancientworlds.net. Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts on old Germanic literature. I'll be going through some of my favorite passages in Old English, Old Norse, Old German, even some Gothic. I'll read texts in their original language and in translation, and talk a little bit about what makes them so great. Since this is really more of a test before I begin the series in earnest, I'll just start off for now with a short three-stanza poem that was composed in Gothic by J.R.R. Tolkien. The language of the Gothic tribes was very dear to Tolkien's heart. Tolkien once wrote to his son that just listening to words of Gothic spoken aloud could bring him almost to tears. Listen to the English translation I'll give first, and then with that in mind, listen to the poem as Tolkien composed it in Gothic. The Gothic title of Tolkien's poem is Bagme Bloma, or Flower of the Trees. On glorious branches, glittering and pale green as she grows, the birch tree bears her lovely leaves, the flower of flowering trees, fair of hair and lithe of limb, the mistress of the mountain. The winds now call, soft winds are stirring, she lowers her limbs in play. Sleek and straight and white of bark, she utters a trembling tongue. Great mystery, bright token is she, a blessing on my people. The twilight sky obscured by clouds is bright again with lightning, and standing strong and faithful while her lovely leaves take flight, the birch will wait there, bare and white, still mistress of the mountain. Brunheim beareth berke bogum, lauvans liuvans liuthandi, Gilwagroni, Glitmunyandi, Bagme Bloma Blauandi, Fagre Fachse, Lithu Linthi, Fraujunondi Firguni. Wopjand Windos, Wagjand Lindos, Lutith Limam Laikandi, Slechte Rechte Huitarinde, Rasde Rodith Rirandi, Bandwa Berchte, Runa Roda, Thiuda Mina Thiuthiandi. Ander nachti milchmam niepith, liuchtich liuchmam lauchmuni. Laubos liuvai fliugand lausai, tulgus triguas dandandi. Berke basa bidith bleike, frau junondi firguni. A brief note about Tolkien's composition. Not much in Gothic survives today. The only major texts we have are from a translation of the Bible made in the 4th century by the Arian bishop Wulfila. So Tolkien, who loved the language enough to want to compose poetry in it, found that many of the words he wanted to use simply weren't found in any Gothic manuscript. Not to be stopped, if Tolkien needed a word, he would reconstruct it. Since he already knew what the word looked like in the other Old Germanic languages, he simply used those forms to figure out what the Gothic word probably would have looked like. This creates a unique challenge for anyone who wants to translate his poem. Some of the words he uses don't exist in any Gothic dictionary. The only solution is to make an educated guess by looking for similar words in dictionaries of Old English, Old German, Old Norse, and so forth. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this first podcast of The Bitter Scroll. You can find the text of Tolkien's poem, along with my verse translation, on my blog, The Bitter Scroll, at bitterscroll.blogspot.com. So long, and weißt du hall.